بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. إن شاء الله over the next 10 days or so we're going to be discussing the theme or the topic of the du'as of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam that are mentioned in the Quran. And this is important for us because number one, it will help us to familiarize ourselves with some of the Anbiya. We're going to go through them in chronological order. And together with that, we will learn the du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conveyed to us in the Qur'an that these anbiya made. So we will see the different situations that they went through during their lives, how they responded, how they communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, it will give us a better understanding of how we should communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first Nabi that we are starting with obviously is Adam alayhi salam. When it comes to Adam alayhi salam, then there's maybe two things we can just recognize about him. The first is that the Quran is categorically clear that Adam alayhi salam was created from the earth without any parents. Adam alayhi salam was created, his name itself, Adam, comes from the Hebrew word Adam, which means the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Adam alayhi salam was created min salsali min hama'im masnoon, from different types of earth and clay. And so there is no ambiguity in the way that the Quran describes Adam alayhi salam as being the first human being without any parents. The second thing that we can know about Adam alayhi salam, or that we are not, the Quran does not clearly mention, is how long ago did Adam alayhi salam live. So whereas some other books like the Bible etc. mention that he may have lived 6,000 years ago in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention any clear date, and so he could have lived 10,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So Adam alayhi salam, when he was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "Uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah," you and your wife, you can live in Jannah, and you can eat plentifully, but do not go near this tree. And eventually, meaning do not eat from a specific and certain tree. Eventually, shaitan, doing what he does, he managed to make Adam alayhi salam make this mistake or this slip of judgment where Adam alayhi salam did eat from the tree. Now we know as Ahlus Sunnah that it is our belief that Anbiya alayhi salam, they are free from sin. And this is a belief, Ismatul Anbiya, that is part of the beliefs of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But the ulama explain that this, there's two reasons why this does not contravene that. The first is that Adam alayhi salam, this was before he was commissioned as a Nabi. And the second thing was that he did not commit the sin intentionally. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَنَسِيَ It was a lapse of judgment and he forgot at that moment in time. In any case, due to this lapse in judgment, he is now taken out from Jannah, he is put onto the earth, and he wants to make tawbah, he wants to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that at this point in time, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. That at this point in time, Adam alayhi salam wants to repent to Allah. Now look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We wrong Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how to ask Him for forgiveness. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Adam alayhi salam received some words from his Lord, which the Mufassirin and the scholars of tafsir, they agree that it means certain du'as which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam to make. And this du'a is mentioned later on in the Qur'an, and it's a du'a that we are all familiar with, and this is the du'a that we are going to learn today. And now we understand the background behind it, where Adam and Hawa meant they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they say, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And again, this dua may not be directly asking for something, but part of dua is i'tiraf, where you're confessing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, we have wronged ourselves. And this applies to every single one of us. So part of the dua is that you admit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, yeah, we are wrong. Definitely, there's no, we're not making any excuses, we're not putting anything in front, we're not trying to say it was shaitan. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. And also recognizing that وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If you do not forgive us, you do not have mercy upon us, then definitely we will be from amongst the losers. And so we see this very powerful dua, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam as a way of making i'tiraf to him for this lapse of judgment. And this basically sums up how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interacts with humankind as a whole. That we make mistakes, all of us err, there's no way around that. And when we make these mistakes, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way He wanted us and taught us to turn to Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fataba alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.